You are listening to The Psychic Jam, a podcast that features three expert mentors who empower and inspire people like yourself to trust their inner voice, promoting awareness along their spiritual journey. Hello and welcome here today. I'm so excited to be here with my beautiful co-host, Liz Throp. And today we're talking about celebrating our 100th episode and we're looking back at all of our favorite shows, right, Liz?
Oh my gosh, so exciting. First and foremost, 100 episodes. Jay, did you think for 1 second that we'd get here?
No.
No, me either. Like, we clearly have a lot to talk about and we probably have about 300, 400 more episodes to go inside of us all.
Oh my goodness. You know, there are so many things to talk about. And just to mention, our beautiful Amber is not here today. She is busy working, but we want to extend our hellos from Amber to everybody out there. But getting back to you, Liz, yeah, you know, there's so many. One of my very favorite shows, actually, was How to Recognize Spirit Signs, because I don't know about you, but it was a good one, wasn't it?
It really was.
I mean, so many people listened to that, but we got a lot of feedback, actually, on that. I received a couple of emails, and actually, a lady who had really received a sign while she was listening to our episode.
Come on, you never told me about that. That's so cool.
She did. Actually, it was a lady that had written in, and I thought it was one of my podcasts because I do another one. And
yeah,
I was talking back and forth, and then I realized it was this podcast. But yeah, and she had found a dime it's funny because she says, I don't even have money in my house. Like, I have nothing.
She
had found a dime while we were talking about dimes. So it was kind of cool for her. That's a big hit. But I love when people get that feeling from podcasts. And, you know, when we first started this, Liz, remember we talked about this? Our kind of view was to help so many different people in the holistic fields, right?
Yeah, it was all about, you know, supporting our brothers and sisters in the industry and helping them find their path to greatness and just to really be comfortable in their skin and let them know that they're not alone. That was the whole vision that all three of us had. And what we've kind of come to discover is that it's not just our brethren in the industry that are loving this podcast. What we're finding is that it's just a general population really loves it. So it's kind of cool that, you know, we're hitting that market, because when we set out to do this, it was not with just general pop in mind. It was really, if you're a working psychic medium, healer, you name it, empath, this would be information that would be about the general population. We do have a lot of people that are like that.
Yeah.
So they're finding their way towards, you know, empowerment in this capacity. And it's so exciting to help people find their superpower.
Yeah. But, you know, I found that too. It was like just people that were interested in knowing if they had like maybe a few spidey senses of their own. And
yeah,
I noticed that more and more people that were not involved in the psychic mediumship industries really started listening to it. Like, another one I really, really liked was Psychic Attacks and Energy Vampires, right?
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was actually a very cool one, because a lot of people don't realize that light workers could be affected by that. But not only that, you know, a lot of people mentioned also that they felt that people were sending them negative energy and it was affecting their energy, even though they may not have been psychics, you know?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
And I thought that was so interesting, because we relate to it so much in this industry, you know?
I actually had somebody get back to me about that episode, Jay, and it's just jogging my memory. And then we're talking about that particular episode, because somebody did get back to me. They weren't a practicing psychic medium, but they talked to me about that particular energy and how they felt like it was their mother-in-law that was sending them this negative energy. And the tips that we gave, they tried it and it actually worked. So if you haven't listened to that episode, it is a really great episode to support energy maintain your own energy and make sure that nobody's tapping into you in a negative way. But yeah, I loved that episode. That was good. I learned stuff from you guys. You
Well, I
know,
did
that
too
was the
from
cool
you guys
thing.
too. Like
I know.
it's crazy,
I
right?
know. I know.
But it's
I know.
amazing too, even though all three of us are different, we all kind of experience the same things in different
Yes.
ways.
Yes.
I think that's what's so cool about these podcasts is that people get the flavor of three different individuals that are
Right.
all doing the same thing, but might have been affected differently.
I
And
think my favorite, Jay, I got to jump in because it's like the one that I can remember that really, really excited me when we discussed the idea of doing it, and then when we actually implemented it was what is heaven?
Oh,
That
yeah.
one, when I got your views and Amber's views on heaven, and just to see that we all had very similar, we had slight differences, but very similar, you know, none of us talking about it previously.
Yeah.
It was so cool to see that we're in alignment with so many things, but in a different experience field. That's all. So
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, and so many people are curious about that, right? They want to know what heaven is and they want to know the perspective of different people. But that's what I'm
Yeah.
saying. Like all three of us had that kind of similar notion and feeling about it. So I kind of found that interesting.
Yeah.
Another one is that I really liked was Who's My Spirit Guide?
Yes.
Yeah, I
Yes.
found that so cool because I was never really into spirit guides and I got such an understanding about it because I mean, I've never learned this stuff, right, Liz? I mean, this is
Yeah.
something that's natural and some people read a lot of
Intuitive.
yeah, and you got someone like me that doesn't. I'm not a
Yeah.
big reader. I'm more like see and feel and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for me, that spirit guide thing opened up a whole new door, even for me. And I'm
Yeah.
the one helping with this podcast. And I'm thinking, wow, I just loved Amber's take on it. I really loved your take on it.
Yeah.
And it gave me a whole different, like I said, perspective. So I can imagine those out there listening to it, what they were feeling, because I thought, wow, like that's
Well, I
a
remember you were like, no, I don't
weird.
really connect with the spirit team. I don't really know what you
Yeah.
guys are talking about. What's a spirit team? And
Yeah.
I remember thinking to myself, are you kidding me? You're the most connected lady I know.
Yeah.
And but because for me, it's always been that's my go-to. That's who I talk to before I talk to any human. I
Yeah.
talk to my spirit team. So for you to turn around and go, just not really that into the whole, I'm like
Yeah.
really not up on the whole, you know, spirit
Spirit
team
guide
thing.
thing. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
fill me in, guys. And it was just like, wow,
Yeah.
because you're so connected, we just assume things, right? All of
Right.
us do.
We
We
do.
just
We
assume
do.
things. And yeah, so that I remember being totally blown away when you
Yeah.
came out and said that.
It's like I never called my spirit guide anything because I don't know what the
I
heck that
know.
is. Like, to
I
be
know. Well, you
perfectly
know, in
honest.
fairness, I never had a name for any of my spirit guides either. Never, ever. People always ask, can you tell me what my spirit guide's name is? And I'm like, I don't even know my own. I just know them. I talk
Yeah.
to them every day. I
Some
talk to
people
them.
just know. Like, I just
Yeah.
interviewed Jackie Dennison for one of my
Yeah.
podcasts, and she's also been a
Love
guest
her.
on one of our podcasts. We've been so lucky. But
Yeah.
Jackie, actually, if you go to her website, because I was doing some research to do, of course, the podcast. And in doing so, I found that she had two spirit guides. She names them very clearly. She
Yes.
names where they're from. And I thought that was so cool. But she
Yeah.
just knows that. She
Yeah,
just
she
knows
just
that.
knows
It's
it.
like, and I wish I had that. Like, I just knew
I know.
that, you know,
I
but
know.
I don't. I
I know.
don't.
Give
Yeah.
me a name or something. But I think it's because we've just trusted them from the get-go. You know, just different. It's just like different. We just totally trust and connect
Yeah.
with who we're connected to. I
Yeah.
think that's the difference, right? And not saying that anybody else that has names for their spirit team doesn't. Maybe they're just more polite than you and I are.
Yeah.
We're not asking for any names. Just talk to us.
Just talk to
Just
me.
talk
Talk
to
to
me.
me. Yeah,
That's so
exactly.
funny.
And you know what, Liz? We've also had such amazing guests on. I mean, look at the people we've had. We've had Sydney, right? The empowerment
Yeah,
coach. Yeah.
absolutely.
We've had Lori Brand.
Yeah, Tanya
Yeah.
Collar.
Yes. And Jackie, of course. I mean,
Jackie Dennis, yeah.
we've had some great people on.
I'm sure there's others that we've forgotten about, Jay, but yeah, we've had some really great
We have.
We speakers
have.
like coming in and
And
sharing their,
empowering, leaders.
right?
And oh my God, people I look up to, and they're so, so motivating for me. And I love talking to these people. I do. I really
I
do.
know. I know.
Yeah.
Me too. Me
But you know
too.
what? We also have to take a break this summer because,
We
and that's
do.
what's kind of ironic about this 100th episode is because it's going to be our little last episode until, the fall because we have so much to do. I'm on tour. Amber has 100 million different things going on, and so do you. And so the thing is, I'm going to miss our get-togethers
I
weekly.
know. I know. We've made that decision that we're going to kind of, everybody's got their things that like summer's going to be busy this year. And yeah, it's going to be sad, but we'll keep in contact still.
Of
Like I'm
course
going to,
we are. We're
of
going to be
course we are.
back.
And we'll be back in this, in the fall, and we'll be fresh and, invigorated and have more really cool topics to discuss from our adventures over the summer.
Yeah, I think we will too. But you know what? This has been so great just celebrating that and celebrating, the Psychic Associates because we have come such a long way. When we first started, we had memberships and then we decided, people are just looking for these courses. They're looking for, some support.
Yeah, they did. The people showed us what they wanted.
Yeah, they
So,
did. And so we made those changes and they've been so successful. So
yeah.
if you are looking to expand your horizons with your spidey senses, certainly go check out our website. We have some great podcasts up there that are amazing. And we also have a lot of blogs, right?
Oh
So,
my gosh, yeah,
yeah.
we do. When you're sitting by the campfire this summer and the kids are in bed and you got that glass of wine in your hand and your hubby's passed out on the lawn chair, tap into our podcasts. You're going to learn a lot about being a psychic, being a medium, understanding spirit. If this is where you want to learn, this podcast, the 100 episodes are here for you. There's even meditations. I mean, come on. It's crazy. It's
It is.
amazing.
It's wild.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in and for celebrating with us today, our 100th episode. And we want to wish you a really great summer, and we'll see you again in the fall. Take care,
Take care,
everyone.
everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening in. If you liked our podcast or would like to learn more about us, please visit our website at www.thepsychicassociates.com or visit us on our socials on Facebook or Instagram at The Psychic Associates.